Now joining us on the KRDO News Radio Hotline is Andy Field of ABC News. And today, President Biden meets with Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Already did it. They met a couple hours ago. The president wrote an op-ed the other day in the Wall Street Journal, basically saying, look, you're mad at inflation and you're mad at me. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be mad at me. And then he went and listed all the reasons why you should be mad at someone else, including perhaps even the Federal Reserve, which has been slow to start raising interest rates, which is basically the best way that the Fed knows how to put the brakes on inflation.
And something go ahead, sorry, Andy.
And what's interesting is that people are saying, well, they don't want to raise it too much because then the cost of credit cards and the homes go up. That's true, but they haven't raised it literally in the last 5 to 6 years. It's been almost down to zero. The cost of money to banks has been almost nothing, which means that if you wanted to get a mortgage, and one of the reasons home prices are through the roof is that mortgages are really easy to get. What doesn't come down and never seems to come down are credit cards. Credit cards will always charge you premium rates for the most part because a lot of them are unsecured. You're not putting up your house against the credit card or anything else to guarantee you'll pay it off, and there's a lot of credit card bankruptcies. So that's why you see credit card rates anywhere upwards of 12 to 18% sometimes. Very, very expensive, very profitable for the banks as well. But back to the Federal Reserve, the way to stop inflation is to make it more expensive to borrow money. And they've been lightly tapping the brakes on inflation so we don't all go flying through the windshield with a 1% or 2% rate hike increase, which would really put a damper on the stock market and on companies investing in such. So it's a very delicate dance that the Fed has to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing the president's talking about is the war in Ukraine and how that's spiked oil prices. There are many people that blame the president. They go, your policies on energy are bad. You want green energy. Just let people drill. He's not stopping people from drilling. Despite the fact that people say he is, there are upwards of 9,000 leases that oil companies are not drilling on right now, and there's a good reason for them not drilling on it, because they're making more money by not drilling. They're making more money by holding back the supply of gasoline. They are making record profits, and that's making their shareholders very happy.
Mm-hmm. And something I learned today, Andy, that the Federal Reserve is actually independent of the federal government.
Well, depending on which president is in office, that seems to be the case. President Biden made a very important point by saying, look, I understand that they're independent. He wanted to get Jerome Powell's advice on what else he could do. This was not a taking Jerome Powell to the woodshed moment. This was two men who are charged with trying to lead the U.S. economy to say, okay, what is the Fed going to do? What can I do to help support that? It was more of that type of meeting than, gee, I'm mad at you, and why aren't you doing what I think you should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the former President Trump, used to threaten to fire Federal Reserve Chairman when they didn't do the things he wanted to. In fact, he kept saying, you got to keep interest rates low. Don't raise them any higher, which now those same Republicans who said don't do that are saying you should have raised interest rates faster. So it's a little bit schizophrenic when the fingers of blame start pointing.
Yeah. So anything come out of this meeting today? Anything
well,
of note?
Did, we,
Any
yeah,
hope?
If it did, yeah, if it did, we don't know much about it. The chairman of the economic advisors came out and basically said all the right things, saying we want Congress to do this. The president's releasing oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve, which really has not made a dent in oil prices. He's basically saying there's limited things the president can do. He wants Congress to pass some laws and rules that would make semiconductors easily made here in the United States, that would cut some of the supply chain problems, maybe lower the cost of cars, lower the cost of early childhood education and child care. But again, these are all things that Congress has to do. And in an election year, Republicans in the Senate don't seem to be all that anxious to do anything that's going to make the president look good, even if it might help the economy.
Oh, political games. Well, Andy, thank you for joining us this afternoon on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much.